The Mishnah says on Chafdalam Vey, is a machikin Elan Meneya Esim Chamish Amma, that you have, when you have a city and you want to plant a tree, the tree has to be at least 25 Amma away from the city. And the reason for this is, and why explains, my time, I'm Ula Mishim Naya here, in order that the city should look nice. It doesn't look nice if you have Elan is too close to the city, and therefore you're not allowed to plant an Elan within 25 Amma of the city. In fact, the Markash of a Tepuk Lay, Dain Eisen Sada Migash or Migash Sada, why do you have to come on to the reason of Nay? Tepuk Lay, Balavachi, it's also to plant trees near the city because we have a halacha that every city needs to have a sada, needs to have a migrash. And migrash means it has to be open space. And this is a din daraisa. And to turn the migrash into a sada, you're even on this lav of turning a migrash into a sada. And for that reason, you would not be allowed to plant a tree. Also, it's a halacha of not turning a migrash into a sada. Why do you have to come on to this reason of hachaka mishim naye ha'ir? And my answer is a tzichel or a blazer. This is going according to Rav Blazer. The Amar oisin sada migrash, migrash sada. Rav Blazer holds that you, and Ari Yisrael, you're allowed to turn the migrash into a sada. It's only by Ari Levim that you can't, and therefore, lefi him, it's not, you need this chedesh, you have to be machik the ilan v'na'ir, because that's the din of turning a migrash into sada would not be a problem, it's only aser mishum noye ha'ir. So as about with a kasha, if you look in the chinuch in mitzvah shin mem beis, this halach of the migrashim of the Ari Halevim, so he says, he has a suffix, he says, it is misipik, what is the shear of turning a migrash into a sada? In other words, how many trees do you have to plant to turn a migrash into a sada to be arvin this lav, that we, he doesn't know, says it's not clear, he's mesupik, we don't find anywhere what the shear is, because maybe to be considered a sada, maybe you need 3 trees, maybe you need 10 trees, maybe 1 tree is enough, it's not something that we find, so therefore he says it's taka a suffik, sveka de dinam, we don't know, lamaisa, yiblaib shir, we don't know what the shear is to be chayiv, to turn a migrash into a sada. So as bothered the lachar from this gemara, you have a raya that the shear is even 1 tree, about even 1 tree would be awesome, would be considered a migrash, and would be considered a sada, because if you hold it to some shear, whatever the shear is, let's say the shear is 3 trees or 10 trees or 20 trees in order to be considered a sada, so then l'char the Gemara doesn't have a kasha. The Gemara is saying, why do I need to come on to the reason of Marchikin as a Ilan, Mishim Naye Yair, typically because ain't nice in sada migrash, so the answer is very simple. Also, din of sada migrash, you need a specific shear, whether it's 3 or 10 or any other number. Mashenkin also din of Marchikin as a Ilan min Yair, then even 1 Ilan is aser. You can't plant even 1 tree. So then the Gemara wouldn't have a kasha. This is coming to be mechanish, even 1 tree is also. So from the fact that Gemara asks this kasha, the chay have a raya that to be considered a sada, even 1 tree is good enough. You don't need more than that. And you're going to be over in the lav of turning a migrash into a sada. So it's a chiyan on the chinuch. Why does he say it's a suffix? Why does he say we don't know? The chay have a raya from here that the isser of turning a migrash into a sada is even with 1 tree. So I sent a shaila to Chaim Kanievsky because he brings down this chinuch in the Derech Emunah and he says the ma'aser it's a sveka d'dina what the shear is. So I asked him this question, why don't you have a raya from here that the Isser is even with 1 tree? And I was able to get a letter back from him, and he wrote the following. He said, Isser yesh gam b'chatzi shir. So he answered, what he means to say is that la'ilun is no raya from here. Maybe the shir to turn the migrash into sada is 3 trees or 10 trees or any other number, but avada, even though that's the full shir, but even 1 tree would be awesome within chatzi shir. Like any is in the Torah, chatzi shir is awesome in Atarya, so we may love here as well. Could be that the Iker Shear is 10 trees, but the Gemara's Kasha is, Tepuk Lay, the Altadin Asada Migrash would be also to plant even 1 tree, at least Midin Chatzi Shear. So therefore, the Gemara has a good Kasha, and you have no raya from here with Iker Shear, and maybe to be around the live, you need the actual Shear, which might be much more, and that's why the Chinuch has a suffix. So I was bothered with the Kasha, that's not so Pashit, because there's a big aside that the Acharnim say, that the Iser Chatzi Shear only applies when you have the Chefza of the Isser, you have the full Isser, but you're just missing in the Shear. Then you can say Chatzis Shear, also Torah. L'mashal, you have a Chatzis Shear of Chazer. So you have Chazer, you're just missing in the Shear. But if you have something like L'mashal, the Achanim say, Rechitza and Yom Kippur. So Rechitza and Yom Kippur is Aser, but if you're just Rechitz, you know, 1 inch of the Guf, that's not Aser Midin Chatzis Shear, because that's not a Maiser Rechitza at all. You didn't do a Maiser Rechitza. Rechitza, being Rechitz, the whole Guf, is not just a Shear, but that's the definition of the Maiser Rechitza. If it's less than that, you didn't do anything. It's not a Maiser Rechitza, and it won't be Aser Midin Chatzis Shear. So the same thing over here, if you hold it, there's a shear of a sada. Let's say a sada is 3 trees or 10 trees. It's not the pshat, that's a shear of a amma, but that's the definition of what a sada is. What's the heft of a sada? A sada is a bunch of trees. 1 tree is not a sada. So if there is a shear to define a sada, if a sada is a mashal 3 trees and you only plant 1 tree, then Pasha says there would not be a din chatzi shear over here because that's not chatzi shear, that's chatzi isser. You don't even have the whole heft of the isser bichlal. So l'chai, the whole din of chatzi shear wouldn't apply. So I'm asking that Chaim Kanievsky was answering that it should be also din chatzis shir. L'char the din chatzis shir would not apply over here. L'fi that yesod of the achronim. So I sent a letter back to Chaim and I asked him this question. L'char the din of chatzis shir wouldn't apply over here, and he wrote back to me that the following words. He says k'meduma d'achazanish shir le'diyesh iser, and then in brackets it says gabi bir chametz. So he wrote back. L'chari, what he means to say is that even though in a chinami that is the pashas and l'achrenim that there's no din chatzis shir when you're missing the actual iser, but he said from the chazanish you see not like that. From the chazanish you see that he says k'maduma. He thinks that the chazanish held that there would be a iser chatzis shir even b'chai yavna, even in cases where you're missing the whole chaps of the iser, there would still be a din of chatzis shir. And he says it's by bir chametz. And so apparently there's some raya from the Chazanish that even b'chai gavna there would be a din of chatzishir. So it's a chiddush to say that. Many achrenim say not like that, but l'chai from this gemara, based on what Reb Chaim is saying, would be a raya to the Chazanish that even when you're missing in the chafts of the iser, not only in the shir, still there would be a din of chatzishir. That's what would be muchach from the gemara, l'fi the diak of the chinuch.